How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel real good. You know, took a lot of reps in Sunday's practice, and you know, better and better every day. So I'll definitely be ready to go for Sunday.
Did you need those 2 weeks to get your ankle back in shape?
Yeah, it definitely helped. You know, you hate to get injured, but I guess if there was a time to get injured, it was probably when it happened. You know, you get those last 2 weeks of preseason just to get it back feeling the way it's supposed to feel.
The way you saw the offense was running, you know, Tom had to step in, but you and Kyle went down. Is it where you guys need to be, you know, kind of going this Sunday against Cincinnati?
Yeah, I think we're exactly where we need to be. Listen, we did a lot of good things throughout the preseason. You know, maybe wins and losses didn't show it all the time, but, you know, the offense, we moved the ball pretty consistently throughout the preseason, and you got to be happy with that. And, you know, I think we'll be ready to go this weekend.
Chris, compared to what we saw in preseason going into the first regular season game, a lot more in the playbook, pretty much the same, you know.
Well, you know, hey, it's, you know, always got your base plays, but then, of course, when you get into the regular season, a little more game planning involved as far as just special plays for that opponent that week. But, you know, we're always going to have a certain core things, I think, that we can bring in and week out. But there's nothing that we haven't done before that we're going to do this Sunday.
Chris, do you anticipate Kyle's going to start?
What's that?
You anticipate Kyle's going to be ready?
Yeah, I expect Kyle to be ready. I mean, you know, he's a competitor. He's a tough guy. I know he wants to play. So, you know, we'll see what happens during the week.
I mean, you can kind of – I mean, you probably never had that injury, but he probably, you know, be sympathetic towards it. How tough is that injury to play?
Yeah, finger's tough. You know, it really is. I know I've dislocated my finger a few times, and it's just it's your moneymaker. You know, you need your hands to throw that ball. So, if you're not feeling right there, it takes a little getting used to, but I think he'll be okay.
How do you anticipate the work being split up practice this week with the first team?
I really don't know. That's something I think you're going to have to ask Coach. I just go out there, and when they tell me to go in, I go in. That's really all there is to it. I know you think I might be full of it, but I'm telling you that's the truth.
Chris, Brandon Marshall, how good is it to have him back?
Very good. I mean, there's not too many receivers that look like he does in the league. He can bring confidence to an offense in a hurry. You know, he's a special athlete. He's one of the top three or four receivers in the NFL. So he's always going to, you know, open some eyes on the defensive side of the ball, and they're going to have to know where he's at.
What do you expect him to contribute this weekend against Cincinnati?
You know, he'll be ready to go. I mean, this is, you know, he's maybe where some of us might hurt if we didn't play all preseason. He's the type of athlete that can overcome it. And I know he's not short on confidence, that's for sure. So he'll be ready to go.
Are you looking forward to having him as one of your prime targets this year?
Sure. You know, why wouldn't you? I mean, I'm not only excited for, you know, myself or Kyle, whoever's throwing the ball to him, but, you know, he's going to help out everybody. He's going to help out the whole offense, especially the other receivers, because they're going to, you know, Brandon's going to get a lot of attention, and it's going to give other guys some opportunities.